local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, telethon going on today to raise funds for those families affected in East Alabama from the tornadoes. We'll give you more details there. And Governor Ivey calls for a special session to deal with the gas tax. All that straight ahead right here on Mobile Mornings. Let's check traffic now. Here's Kane.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have told us no accidents in the roadways. Good ride from Cottage Hill Airport, Mont Lamar. If you're traveling back on the interstate from Dolphin, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65 downtown from Water Street and the tunnels. And across the Bayway, we've had a great start to the morning so far. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile can help with those Mardi Gras dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate with over 40 years experience. You can find them on Facebook and also at BayCityCollisionCenter.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly clear with frost, lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. May I help you?
Ron, this is worse than all the rest.
Yikes. Let's hear it.
Last month, I took the boys hunting. The missus needed my truck while I was there, so she came to the camp. She takes the kids and the dogs and the cats and a chair to mama's and left me her Jag to get back home in. So wouldn't you know, the next morning, I'm on the stand, and the biggest buck I've seen in years, a 10-point, walks in front of me, squeeze the trigger, bam, got him. Can't describe to you the feeling, you know, I was fired up. But by the time I got back to the camp, everybody was gone. Of course, there's no cell service. So I did what I had to do. I cleaned the buck and laid some plastic in the trunk, loaded up the buck, and headed home. It was all good until I noticed an antler had torn the plastic, and what a mess. So I took the car to the detailer, and today the missus sees the credit card bill for the deer processing and the car detailing. So now I need something really sparkly.
I'll get the crew looking for something really special right away.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store, at 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. A lot happening here. And of course, top three stories listed on our website, FMTalk1065.com. President Trump had this to say about the tornadoes that tore through Alabama.
It's been a tragic situation, but a lot of good work is being done. You know, we've been in constant touch with the governor and also the governor of Georgia. And so we'll be going to the area. We'll be Alabama and the general area.
And speaking of which, today, telethon going on with our news partners, WKRG, our radio station, a lot of broadcasters in the state, Alabama Broadcaster Association, working together to help raise money for the families affected in the wake of the deadly tornadoes earlier this week. American Red Cross Disaster Relief Telethon going on today. Telethon going on from 6, started at 6 this morning, going till 7 this evening with our news partners at WKRG. They have the phone bank set up, so you can call there. All funds raised during this telethon will go towards disaster relief and recovery efforts, so you can donate to the American Red Cross. You can go and hit the phone number here. We also have it on our it's on our website. It's 662-3047.
Yeah, that's the correct number to call into KRG till 7 o'clock, like you said. And also on our website, a link directly to the American Red Cross. If you want to donate on their website, maybe don't have the time to call in. Of course, it would be nice if you call into the WKRG telethon, but we got both links up there on FMTalk1065.com.
All right. And the deadly tornadoes, what was addressed in the beginning of Governor Kay Ivey's State of the State speech, but then getting down into the nitty-gritty and this push for a gas tax increase for infrastructure, something they're calling Rebuild Alabama. This push is taken note because now a special session called. Now, this is of interest because if you look at, here's how it normally works. So session, they gaveled in yesterday for the 2019 legislative session. When they do that, usually legislators are there, at least in session. Now, they're there sometimes more days and in meetings, but in session officially Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Well, once you call a special session, you're in until whatever the item that was focused, the special session focused on, is addressed. So a couple things to the advantage of the governor and those that, and listen, the governor has support of Republican head of the Senate, head of the House, Lots of people in Republican hierarchy, although Alabama Executive Committee, Republican Executive Committee had voted a couple weeks ago at their winter meeting to oppose a gas tax hike. But Governor Ivey pushing this and calling the special session. So in that special session, the rules kind of change a little bit. Something that is a little more complex, we'll talk about in the 8 o'clock hour. Budget isolation resolutions, BIRs, aren't in effect in a special session. Plus, instead of needing a 3/5 vote to get something done, you can get it done with a simple majority. And so to the advantage, if you want to get a bill pushed through, a special session is a way to do it. It is of note, you had a special session called before the the ink wasn't even dry on the start of the regular session before the governor called for that special session. For that reason, this is a really big time in Montgomery, and there's lots going on, lots of moving parts. And we're taking the show this week. At the end of the week here, we'll be in Montgomery live, talking to our representatives, our state senators and representatives, have them come by, plus heads like Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh, trying to get people from the governor's office as well, all to walk across the street and sit down and talk with us. So that's coming up this week, right here at FM Talk 106.5. We'll give you more details coming up after 8 o'clock. Jeff Poor, who's going to join me up there, he will talk with us this morning at around 8.05. But yes, special session in effect as well. And you heard the stats there, over 100,000 yesterday for Fat Tuesday in downtown Mobile. Beautiful day.
Yeah, a little chilly, but I think that probably worked out better than if it had been, 75 is pretty nice. But regardless, Mobile showed out anyway. I'm just glad it wasn't raining.
Yeah, no, it was beautiful. I mean, it was the opposite of Joe Kane Day, where it was a big soaker. It was nice yesterday. Now the crowd's not as much. I think at the highest peak, and we'll talk in the 1 o'clock hour midday Mobile today for a Mardi Gras recap with Steve Joint from Mobile Mask. I think Saturday night MOTs, you know, the Dragons, Vernadine, was the top night at 133,000, but definitely over 100,000 yesterday, according to MPD for Fat Tuesday. So now it is in the rear view, Mardi Gras 2019, and with a recap of Mardi Gras and a note to this Ash Wednesday, here's the last of the Moon Pie Minutes, as told by our own Rennie Bradner, brought to you by D&K.
Parades, costumes, moon pies, beads, doubloons, cups, king cakes, fun and frivolity give way to ashes on your forehead, and the misrule of Mardi Gras gives way to Lent. I'm Rennie Bradner, and after this, I'll look back at Mardi Gras 2019.
This Moon Pie Minute brought to you by D&K on the Beltline. Purchase or rent tails for the balls. For all your fine menswear and Mardi Gras formal needs, come by D&K on the Beltline today and let the good times roll.
For more than three centuries, Mobilians have been celebrating Mardi Gras. Mystic societies grow in both size and number. The parades get prettier, the crowds get bigger. Something both uniquely Mobile, while at the same time something nearly ageless. Fun, food, frivolity, friendship, and fellowship has been the order of the day as huge crowds watch parades, listen to music, danced, spent time with family and friends. Mobilians and their visitors, rich and poor, black or white, young and old, in the tradition of the first French at Old Mobile of Michael Kraft, Joe Kane, and Chief Slack, and countless members of Mystic societies took some time to be with family and friends. Now as Lent begins, many Mardi Gras revelers are putting away things of the flesh to spend a little time thinking about their Maker. When the ashes are put on their foreheads today, we hear the words, "From dust you came, and to dust you shall return." Until next Mardi Gras, I'm Rennie Bradner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.
Mardi Gras is here, and D&K Suit Discounters has everything you need to party in style. Tux and tail rentals, sizes 34 to 70, start as low as $69.95. Own a tux from $89 and tails from $99. Or get the costume de rigueur package, including tails, PK shirt, vest, and bow tie for $169.95. Plus a full line of formal accessories, including tux shoes, vests, bow ties, cummerbunds, and cufflink and stud sets. For all your formal and fine menswear needs, shop D&K on the Beltline today, 665-7350, or online at dnkmobile.com. This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Emotional stories of survival as parts of Alabama continue to recover from deadly and devastating tornadoes over the weekend. In Lee County, search and rescue crews are sifting through debris, trying to find people who family members say are still missing. 23 people are dead. And including 7 from the same family.
I just said my prayers, and I felt in that moment I was just at peace that we were getting ready to go.
Two companies have offered to pay for the funeral expenses of all of the victims. Meanwhile, President Trump announced he'll visit Alabama Friday to meet the tornado victims. Some Baldwin County deputies spent Tuesday helping fellow officers deal with the aftermath of tornadoes. 4 deputies left Robertsdale and headed to Opelika with a truck of food. They went to prepare lunch for the Lee County Sheriff's Office. A party that started more than 4 weeks ago has come to an end. Mardi Gras 2019 officially in the books, culminating with Fat Tuesday festivities. Mobile police say they made 10 arrests, issued 91 parking tickets, and towed 41 vehicles. More than 105,000 revelers packed to Port City yesterday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
At Hardee's, we know no one wants a tough commute. Remember that guy Odysseus? Shackleton? Anyone who went near the Bermuda Triangle? No, you want your day to start as painless as possible. And Hardee's new Rise and Shine coffee helps you on that quest. Our new bold yet smooth coffee is free with any purchase. And because it's free, it's already more impressive than whatever Marco Polo commuted all that way for.
Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer valid for a limited time at participating restaurants with purchase of any menu item at regular price. Tax not included. Limit 1 per customer per visit. Not valid with any other offer or discount.
Auburn beats Alabama in basketball. A storied racetrack closes indefinitely, and some big names have been released and will test free agency in the NFL. It's 717 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In SEC basketball last night, Auburn rallied to beat Alabama 66-60. The Tigers came back to win after facing a 13-point deficit in the second half. Chuma Okeke led Auburn with 17 points and 14 rebounds, while the Tide were led by Kyra Lewis Jr. with 13 points. With the win, Auburn completed a 2-game season sweep over Alabama. Each team only has 1 game left in the regular season. Alabama visits Arkansas on Saturday, while Auburn will host number 5 ranked Tennessee. The Volunteers kept their place atop the SEC standings with a 71-54 win over Mississippi State on senior night in Knoxville. Tennessee's Admiral Schofield led both teams with 18 points in his final home game. Number 6, Kentucky beat Ole Miss last night 80-76. Game was close from tip-off to the final buzzer. Keldon Johnson led the Wildcats in scoring with 22 points and 7 rebounds. Also last night, South Carolina went on the road and beat Texas A&M 71-54. The Gamecocks' Chris Silva had 22 points and a career-high 17 rebounds. Tonight, there are 3 games in the SEC. At 5:30, Georgia hosts Missouri. Number 10, LSU will try to get revenge on Florida in Gainesville after the Gators beat the Tigers in Baton Rouge earlier this season. Tip-off for that game is at 6 o'clock. And to wrap up the weekday SEC slate, Vanderbilt hosts Arkansas at 7:30. The Santa Anita Racetrack is suspending races indefinitely after 21 horses have died at the track over the last 10 weeks. The latest fatality at the famed track outside of Los Angeles occurred during training yesterday when a 4-year-old filly got injured and was euthanized. The chief executive of the Stronach Group, which owns the track, Tim Ritvo, said that officials want to be, quote, very proactive and do all the testing on the track surface that needs to be done after heavy rains. In NFL news, the Los Angeles Rams have released starting inside linebacker Mark Barron. The former Alabama safety and St. Paul Saint had 2 seasons remaining on his contract. Last year, after Barron was sidelined for 4 games with an ankle injury, he finished with 43 tackles, a sack, and a forced fumble. The Rams acquired Barron midway through the 2014 season from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who selected him with the 7th overall pick in the 2012 draft. Barron's a 7-year veteran at 29 years old. He has 628 career tackles, 9 sacks, 6 forced fumbles, and 8 interceptions. And in another surprising move that includes a former Alabama player, the New York Giants are letting safety Landon Collins go into free agency after the Giants declined to use the franchise tag. The 25-year-old led the Giants in tackles this season for the 4th consecutive year with 96. That's despite missing the final 4 games of the year with a torn labrum. Collins was the first pick of the 2nd round by the Giants out of Alabama in the 2015 draft. In the NBA, Boston handed Golden State their worst home loss with Steve Kerr as the head coach, 128-95. Gordon Hayward scored 30 with 7 rebounds in the upset win. The Houston Rockets beat the Toronto Raptors 107-95. Karl Anthony Towns had 41 points, leading Minnesota past Oklahoma City 131-120. Memphis upset Portland 120-111. Philadelphia beat Orlando 114-106. And Indiana got the win over Chicago 105-96. 720 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right. While you can't have Uber deliver it, you can do the drive-through Ashes on this Ash Wednesday. Ashes to go is taken taken half the country by storm. We'll give you more on this coming up in just a second.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Tax deadline day can vary year to year. Taxpayers had 2 extra days to file last year, but this year, the tax deadline is back to April 15th for most Americans. But if you live in Massachusetts or Maine, thanks to Patriots Day, you have until April 17th to file. Of course, if you still need more time, you can request an extension until October via the IRS website. But you still have to pay any money you owe the government by the April deadline. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly clear with frost lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a great start so far this morning. Few accidents we've had have been minor and moved into parking lots pretty quick. Good ride across the Bayway, Fairhope and Daphne, Spanish Ford, regular delays so far. If you're traveling from Moffitt, Spring Hill at 65, you've got radar in that stretch up towards Pritchard. At Regional Home Center Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile, they've got great deals on their 2018 display models, and ask about their free furniture packages with your new home. Call 649-2077 and see them at mobilehomecenter.in. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery. And FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
725 FM Talk 106.5. Just looking through some of the pictures of comic cowboys yesterday. City Council getting it. Saw some members of City Council along the parade route yesterday. I hadn't gotten a reaction from them, but I thought, a pretty fair assessment from the Cowboys this year. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. There's one sign causing some controversy dealing with the hazing incident at Davidson. We'll get into that as well. Also, questions. So what does this mean, calling a special session for regular session? Okay, so Governor Kay Ivey calling for a special session just the day that they gaveled into regular session in Montgomery. So the regular session is, except for the few minutes they gaveled in, is delayed for about a week, or however long it takes for this Rebuild Alabama, this gas tax increase bill, to pass or fail. So instead of having, I think it's 104 days in session, they'll have 104 days minus whatever whatever's left. So you have a 104-day window to do 29 days. And like I said, they meet usually Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Special session, not the deal. They meet every day in special session. I know that as of last weekend, talking to members of our delegation from down here in the House and Senate, they all told me that they had been told by the higher-ups to go ahead and get a room for Saturday night.
Oh, wow. So they're not expecting to wrap this up in one day.
No, absolutely not. So they have rooms on through. In other words, they normally be coming home Thursday night or Friday, but they were told to get a room for Friday, get a room for Saturday as well. And so the situation, a couple things. Number one, why call a special session at the beginning of regular session? I think it has a lot to do with the politics of this bill and some eroding support out there for this plan, not just the governor's plan. This is supported by Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh. It's also House Speaker McCutcheon. A lot of people in the Republican hierarchy supported it. At the same time, Alabama Executive Committee meeting this winter meeting that happened 2 weeks ago, the Alabama Republican Executive Committee voted to not vote for a gas tax. Now, it was like a 60-40 margin, but they are opposing it. So there's some erosion of support for this push, and I think that's why the governor calls for this early, before that erodes even more. Also, full court press, you could imagine going on right now that, hey, we've, to those outstanding members that aren't voting for it, you sure wouldn't want something passed like this for infrastructure work and not getting that done in your district, huh?
Yeah.
I'm not saying those kind of things happen in Montgomery, but those kind of things happen in Montgomery. That's why we're taking the show live to Montgomery tomorrow and Friday. We'll have heads of House, heads of Senate, a local delegation. We're going to be doing our show from Secretary of State John Merrill's office, because John's got the best internet in the whole Capitol complex. Y'all wouldn't realize, this is a whole other show when we get through session, how hard of a time, I've been working on this for about 6 days, how hard of a time it was getting a high-speed internet connection at the State House. It's like darn near impossible.
Yeah, that's surprising to me. I would think that, you know,
bad.
State House would have some of the best internet. I was assuming they had fiber internet.
It's bad. I mean, I've been round and round with folks. So
we'll see how fast the internet is in John Merrill's office. But, you know, there's also, you could be the fastest turtle and you could still be moving slow. So I'm hoping Merrill's got it going.
That's
there.
True. Why do you scare me before I even leave? Because I have to do all this stuff over the phone, and now I have to assume what they've told me is true. So hopefully things will go off without a hitch up in Montgomery. Also, a reminder, this is posted up on our website at fmtalk1065.com under the three big things this morning. Telethon going on statewide with Alabama Broadcaster Association and our news partners at WKRG teaming up with the American Red Cross for the Disaster Relief Telethon. This goes till 7 o'clock tonight, so you can donate money to go towards disaster relief and recovery there in the area affected by the tornadoes at Smith Station to Beauregard area in East Alabama. You can call in 662-3047. Of course, this number is posted up, 662-3047 through 7 o'clock tonight to make your donation. Speaking of weather, we will talk about our forecast for today and on through the rest of the week with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. That's coming up right after we check in with News 5 and national news, all straight ahead.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Governor Kay Ivey detailed her plan for the future of Alabama during her State of the State address. She also called a special session for members of the legislature beginning today to narrow the focus of getting her infrastructure bill passed. Governor Ivey's plan calls for a 10-cent gas tax increase.
And I want to be crystal clear with you. This money will be scrutinized and watched over every single penny.
The special session will also consider legislation to help fund the deepening and widening of the Mobile Ship Channel to allow more cargo in and out of the port. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office says a man accused of robbing a bank in Pace may be headed to Mississippi. Video captured the suspect on surveillance cameras at the United Bank on Highway 90. He's described as white in his 40s or 50s, last seen wearing a tan and white baseball cap. Baldwin County investigators want the public's help tracking down a kidnapping suspect. Officials say Leonard Porter is one of three men who tied two children up at a community swimming pool on Adams Circle near Foley. Two other suspects have been indicted on robbery and kidnapping charges. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Come in right now to Mike Ward's Liberty Safes for the annual clearance sale on all 2018 Liberty Safes with round pins in stock.
With 10% savings and new lower pickup prices, you won't be disappointed.
Liberty Safes have you covered with a lifetime warranty replacement for fire or theft, and delivery is available on request. With 12 months, no interest with approved credit, you can own a Liberty Safe today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe. And guys, lock them up.
The House Intelligence Committee is calling former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen back to Capitol Hill today for more testimony. That meeting closed doors. In another House probe, a request for documents from dozens of Trump associates.
The president quiet no longer in the face of 81 requests for information. On Twitter, writing, a big fat fishing expedition desperately in search of a crime, when in fact the real crime is what the Dems are doing and have done.
Correspondent Bob Costantini. Satellite images appear to show North Korea rebuilding a portion of a long-range missile facility.
Many analysts are a bit reticent to say this is clearly North Korea showing it was not pleased with the fact that the Hanoi summit ended without an agreement.
There's Paula Hancox. GM today is idling its Lordstown, Ohio assembly line, eliminating the jobs of over 1,700 workers. The plant opened in 1966. The first car off the line, the Chevrolet Impala. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Some shrunken Kohl's stores are getting a new neighbor, Planet Fitness Gyms. Kohl's, which is on a mission to shrink its biggest department stores, says it will lease or sell the empty space at 10 locations to Planet Fitness. The new neighbor won't share doors with Kohl's, but the company hopes that those who frequent Planet Fitness will also stop at Kohl's to buy fitness trackers or sneakers. The chairman of Anheuser-Busch InBev is resigning to focus on his role at consumer goods giant JAB Holding, opening up a vacancy at the top of the world's biggest brewer as it wrestles with a heavy debt load and falling beer volumes, especially in the U.S. AB InBev had come under pressure from some investors to address a potential conflict of interest posed by its chairman, Olivier Goudet, who simultaneously served as CEO of JAB. JAB owns Krispy Kreme, Caribou Coffee, and Keurig Dr. Pepper. AB InBev CEO Carlos Brito will remain in his current role. On Wall Street, futures modestly lower. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And you called it. Cold night last night, 29 at our studios when we got started this morning.
Yeah, that ties the 29 we had in January for the coldest so far this winter, and there's not much left of winter, a couple more weeks. But we've got another cool day today. Yesterday, only 52 for the high temperature, and today looks like about 54, 55 degrees this afternoon. Now, tonight, with a light wind and clear skies, we're going to see the temperature drop again down to around freezing. Looks like a light freeze, and there's also the possibility of frost tonight, a little more moisture in the air, and we'll see that frost develop around daybreak tomorrow. After that, we start a warming trend, and by tomorrow afternoon, we'll be into the mid-60s. Looking ahead now to Friday, mostly cloudy skies. Clouds start to move in, and the temperature keeps climbing, about 75 for Friday afternoon. Over the weekend, it looks like some nice warm temperatures, mid-70s on Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday. It looks like we'll also see some showers, a few scattered showers on Saturday, and then becoming numerous Saturday night. And then on Sunday, it's back to just a few scattered showers. And as I mentioned, we're going to be up near 80 degrees.
Wow, big change in the temperature, big change in the conditions out there. All right, Dr. Bill, also let's talk about still in recovery mode in East Alabama there near Beauregard. Give us some stats on the tornado. What do we know now? How strong was it?
It looks like a Category 4, and that means winds up around 170 miles per hour. And that was an awesome tornado, some measurements up from between a quarter and a half a mile in diameter. It's a pretty large storm. And it continued all the way across the border and into Georgia. And it wasn't the only storm, because there were numerous tornadoes, but that one at Beauregard was the strongest. We also had a possible tornado in up in Washington County. So a fantastic Saturday weather-wise, but unfortunate for the fatalities that occurred here in Alabama. And there's usually when a tornado occurs here in Alabama, it's going to strike a house or building. And it's very unfortunate. Tornadoes occur out in the Great Plains. It's a different story. Wide open spaces, many tornadoes occur, never strike any buildings, and are just and some may not even be reported.
Different story here. I mean, you got tornadoes, whether we're talking about the outbreak that hit Tuscaloosa or what just happened on Sunday. You get them go through the South, whether they be Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia. And, yeah, they track through some very populated areas. And our state has not been, you know, this is not new. A lot of people are talking about, wow, this seems like it's more frequent in our area. But there's a long history of tornadoes hitting our state.
Yeah, there's what we call more of a southern tornado alley. And when I look at the statistics, we see quite a few tornadoes from southwest Mississippi on through central and northeastern Alabama, and that's an area that has some of the highest frequencies, particularly of very violent tornadoes.
Now, what is that with the you know, that tornado alley? When you talk about that tracking, I mean, even though we have had tornadoes down here, we've had them during the wintertime, had them in the spring, we've had them associated with hurricanes, but we don't have the prevalence down here towards the coast that areas you just described do.
In order to get to the tornadoes, like occurred yesterday, you have to have a good, strong jet stream that provides the lift to create these very, very strong thunderstorms. And generally, the jet stream is not as far south into the northern Gulf or the Gulf Coast. So when these situations develop, the jet is either over the central portion of the country or it may dip down into central Alabama. So we expect tornadoes, if they're going to occur in Alabama, they would tend to occur in the central and northern portion of the state, where the jet stream is most likely going to occur.
All right, Dr. Bill, as always, thanks for the education on that, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our update exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Heading for high today, just of 56, 35 now. We'll check traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we sit down with Sid Sexton, president of Sexton Lawn and Landscape. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Sid Sexton plans to double his business in the next 5 years. That's remarkably ambitious considering how hard most companies are working to find employees in this tight labor market. Sid has never had a problem, though, because he offers more than a job or a paycheck, he says. He offers a path, a plan, a chance to lead and to grow. He builds his people a future they could never have imagined for themselves. It's powerful stuff. And they stay loyal and tell their friends. Listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, new action off of Knollwood and Cottage Hill. Going to be without injuries. At Spring Hill Avenue between Endgate and the East I-65 Service Road North, they've got a hit run of slow-up traffic. But for now, looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway. Again, some pretty gusty winds. Hang on to the wheel. Chilly start as well, but no other wrecks in the roadways. Bama Flooring has recently won the Customer Service Award for top-rated local. They sell quality products with professional in-house installers. Bama Flooring, big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 742 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Ash Wednesday. See this story about ashes to go?
Yeah, I haven't read up on this, but okay. You were mentioning that earlier.
Yeah, so a newspaper, I've got a couple different stories. There's a story out of New Jersey about how ashes to go is more popular than ever. We're pre-strong crosses, of course, on your forehead. They're doing it outside train stations and coffee shops where people can go so they won't be late for work. Kind of stop, like a walk-through kind of deal. Mm-hmm. This was, they said, started by a church in St. Louis more than a decade ago. I know locally, I saw a story from WLOX out of Biloxi. It says Coast Church. There, Pastor Dave Parr with Grace Lutheran Church is going to be at the parking lot this morning till 9 o'clock, and they have, I guess, you can drive through. Yeah, there's what they said. People just drive the car right up to where we are.
Do you have to get out of the car?
They said, listen to this. You'd roll down your window. We'll do the imposition of ashes, a short prayer, and then they go on their way to work. It's the 6th year in a row for that church to do ashes to go. So this is a drive through. Getting your ashes for Ash Wednesday. So if you're tight on time, I don't know locally what churches are doing ashes to go. If you know, you can hit us up on the text line at 343-0106. Just pull right in.
Yeah, that's
now,
awesome.
There's no Uber delivery yet of ashes. No, it's a drive-through feature. I don't think you can Amazon your ashes, but you can drive through.
I'm picturing like a NASCAR pit stop. You know, where they pull into pit road and then
yes,
but your only crew member would be there ready to put the ashes on you. I guess.
Oh, and speaking of that, sorry, you see the story about the woman who was killed when a tire came off. Speaking of, because I've heard about the dangers of pit stops in NASCAR events before,
yeah.
Listen to this. This is out of Gautier. It says, authorities say a Tulane University student, story from WKRG, Tulane University student was killed at I-10 rest stop in Mississippi when two tires came loose from a passing tractor trailer.
Oh, man.
And struck her. So, I guess these are retreads or whatever that had come loose. I don't think the actual hub and everything. I think it's just the rubber coming off. They said officials with the New Orleans school, Tulane, have identified the student as 21-year-old Margaret Morer of Forest Lake, Minnesota. Gautier police say the tractor-trailer was traveling westbound when it lost its wheels, crossed eastbound lanes, and entered the rest stop. Authorities say Morer and two friends were about to get back in their vehicle when the tires hit her and two cars. Rest stop was closed while the death was being investigated. Unclear what caused the tractor-trailer tires to come loose. And that's what I'm wondering. Is it the actual hub? It probably... the tire. Now, that happens with some routine, as you see, we used to call road gators, right? Mm-hmm. Those tracks. But, I mean, how odd is that? You're standing at a rest stop, to be cliche, minding your own business.
Yeah.
Here comes the, I'm guessing at this point, the rubber off those tires flying over and hitting this woman and killing her. Wow. 7:45, we'll check in with News 5 coming up next.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the active sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and unlike certain NFL game officials, we can see what's coming up. On Saturday, Sunday, March 16th, 17th in Saraland, the Mobile Sports Authority presents the Alabama Super Sprint Spartan Race. This U.S. championship event will feature over 4,500 racers competing, many on both Saturday and Sunday. For more info, visit Spartan.com. Go all out. We do.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professionalcollision.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Emotional stories of survival as parts of Alabama continue to recover from deadly and devastating tornadoes over the weekend. In Lee County, search and rescue crews are sifting through debris, trying to find people who family members say are still missing. 23 people are dead, including 7 from the same family.
I just said my prayers, and I felt in that moment I was just at peace that we were getting ready to go.
Two companies have offered to pay for the funeral expenses of all of the victims. Meanwhile, President Trump announced he'll visit Alabama Friday to meet the tornado victims. Some Baldwin County deputies spent Tuesday helping fellow officers deal with the aftermath of tornadoes. 4 deputies left Robertsdale and headed to Opelika with a truck of food. They went to prepare lunch for the Lee County Sheriff's Office. A party that started more than 4 weeks ago has come to an end. Mardi Gras 2019 officially in the books, culminating with Fat Tuesday festivities. Mobile police say they made 10 arrests, issued 91 parking tickets, and towed 41 vehicles. More than 105,000 revelers packed the port city yesterday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
Man, I hope you can help me. The big game is this Sunday, and I always throw the best tailgating parties. But I can't show up with my tailgate all banged up like this.
What happened here?
I may have been checking the scores while trying to back into a parking spot.
I understand, sir. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Auburn beats Alabama in basketball. A storied racetrack closes indefinitely. Its big names have been released and will test free agency in the NFL. It's 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In SEC basketball last night, Auburn rallied to beat Alabama 66-60. The Tigers came back to win after facing a 13-point deficit in the second half. With the win, Auburn completed a 2-game season sweep over Bama. Each team only has 1 game left in the regular season. Alabama visits Arkansas on Saturday, while Auburn will host number 5-ranked Tennessee. The Volunteers kept their place at the top of the SEC standings with a 71-54 win over Mississippi State on senior night in Knoxville. Tennessee's Admiral Schofield led both teams with 18 points in his final home game. Number 6, Kentucky beat Ole Miss last night 80-76. The game was close from tip-off to the final buzzer. Keldon Johnson led the Wildcats in scoring with 22 points and 7 rebounds. Also last night, South Carolina went on the road and beat Texas A&M 71-54. The Gamecocks' Chris Silva had 22 points and a career-high 17 rebounds. Tonight, 3 games in the SEC. At 5:30, Georgia hosts Missouri. Number 10, LSU will try to get revenge on Florida in Gainesville after the Gators beat the Tigers in Baton Rouge earlier this season. That tip-off is set for 6 o'clock. And to wrap up the weekday SEC slate, Vanderbilt hosts Arkansas at 7:30. The Santa Anita Racetrack is suspending races indefinitely after 21 horses have died at the track over the last 10 weeks. The latest fatality at the famed track outside of Los Angeles occurred during training yesterday when a 4-year-old filly got injured and was euthanized. The chief executive of the Stronach Group, which owns the track, Tim Ritvo, said that officials want to be, quote, very proactive and do all the testing on the track's surface that needs to be done after heavy rains. In NFL news, the Los Angeles Rams have released starting inside linebacker Mark Barron. The former Alabama safety and St. Paul's Saint had two seasons remaining on his contract. Last season, after Barron was sidelined for four games with an ankle injury, he finished with 43 tackles, a sack, and a forced fumble. The Rams acquired Barron midway through the 2014 season from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who selected him with the 7th overall pick in the 2012 draft. Barron's a 7-year veteran, only 29 years old, has 628 career tackles, 9 sacks, 6 forced fumbles, and 8 interceptions. In another surprising move that includes a former Alabama player, the New York Giants are letting safety Landon Collins go into free agency after the Giants declined to use the franchise tag on the safety. The 25-year-old led the Giants in tackles this season for the 4th consecutive year with 96. That's despite missing the final 4 games of the season with a torn labrum. He was the first pick of the 2nd round by the Giants out of Alabama in the 2015 draft. In the NBA, Boston handed Golden State their worst loss with Steve Kerr as the head coach, 128-95. Gordon Hayward scored 30 points with 7 rebounds in the upset win. The Houston Rockets beat the Toronto Raptors 107-95. Memphis upset Portland 120-111. Karl Anthony Towns had 41 points, leading Minnesota past Oklahoma City 131-120. Philadelphia beat Orlando 114-106. And Indiana got the win over Chicago 105-96. 7:51 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, tell us what we got from the text line. Ashes to go at St. Paul's in Daphne. Do have ashes to go here locally. There you go. 7:51. Be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, pretty quiet ride along the roadways from Old Shell, Dolphin, and Cottage Hill and Government 65. Haven't seen many new accidents. A couple that we've had are into clearing stages, including Nolwood at Cottage Hill and Spring Hill Avenue between End Gate and the East I-65 Service Road. That's a hit and run with wreckers on the scene. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. Got a new roof for them. It only took them a day and a half to complete, and with insurance assistance, we paid no money out of our pocket. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly clear with frosts, lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
7:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Kelly will be back with us soon. And people are kind of recovering from the big Mardi Gras celebration. And if you didn't catch this, if you happen to be one of the 100,000 plus that was downtown Mobile yesterday celebrating Mardi Gras, maybe you didn't catch the move that was made in Montgomery. So yesterday, first day of legislative session, and so you gavel in for regular session, and very soon thereafter, Governor Kay Ivey calling for a special session to tackle what she called the ongoing infrastructure issues in the state. So the special session is going to be focused on legislation to levy an additional excise tax on gas and diesel fuel. Also, legislation concerning the legislature's permanent joint transportation committee to provide effective legislative oversight of the Alabama Department of Transportation. Don't you love government talk? And legislation to provide the Alabama Highway Finance Corporation with the authority to borrow money and issue bonds for the purpose of improving the Alabama State Docks and the Mobile Bay Ship Channel. This is part of the gas tax. So the gas tax money, a portion of it would be coming back specifically to our area, number one, for roads and bridges, but number two, for what needs to be done for the port. You've got a situation where you now have the Panama Canal deepened and widened, you know, deeper and wider. Mm-hmm. You've got these super, super tankers, the ones that usually come into New Orleans, come up the Mississippi River, that now will want to come in. I mean, for places like the Amazon place and Walmart sortation center and all that, they're going to want to be able to come in to the Port of Mobile. Okay, so they're already talking, Corps engineers talking about the doing their work to widen the ship channel, to deepen the ship channel. Side note, let's put that sand on Dolphin Island, please. It's a whole other show. But in addition, you have to have the turnaround basin there in the river expanded and deepened. All right, so to do that, of course, it takes money. Part of the gas tax would be going to the port. So you have, and this is not... there's been, I think, a lot of confusion. That's why we've done so many shows on this. We have so many podcasts that are posted up on our website, or if you download our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or other places, you've gotten them. We talk about this in detail because this is not the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project. That is separate from this. That money's already been allocated, and also the deal with the private concessionaire that's doing their part of the build. This is separate. This gas tax issue is separate. Now, it could mean, of course, money for roads in Mobile and Baldwin County, just regular roads, not bridge projects. Roads. But in addition, money is built into this to come to the port, which adds a whole nother issue into it for those of us down here, and I would argue for the entire state, since the Port of Mobile serves the entire state, makes big revenue for the entire state. So this is a big deal. And you got this special session called by the governor yesterday. Now they are in special. I know that the members of the legislature I've talked to have been told to have hotel rooms through at least Saturday night, as they are going to be working on this. Special session goes until it's done, except I think Sundays they won't work on a Sunday. But it goes till it's done. And you have a couple things that change here with a special session. Instead of having a three-fifths majority to pass something, you have a simple majority. That's a big play here politically, a big play in this, and why people are paying attention. That's part of it. In addition to that, you don't have budget isolation resolutions. We'll talk about that with Jeff Poore coming up next hour, what that means and why that is important. Get into that coming up in the third hour of Mobile Mornings. Our phone number, text line 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, coming up, we will take the show live to Montgomery this week. Details on that coming up. Y'all stay close.